18 minutes after 8 o'clock, well, this is becoming a very serious issue. Sydney hospitality venues are suffering a major staff shortage. They're bleeding cash as a result of New South Wales' self-imposed lockdown, and it is very much a self-imposed isolation. Customers are bunkering down as the virus spreads. This has left many businesses having to fork out thousands in rent and overheads without any revenue coming in, costs they can't afford if you've got no customers. The Premier has left the door open to changing isolation rules for the sector, but something has to happen soon. Otherwise, we'll be back into what is effectively a lockdown from 2021. David Bitton is the owner of Bitton Restaurant in Rose Bay, Alexandria and Oatley, and he's on the line. Hi there, David.
Bonjour. Good morning, Chris.
Bonjour. We're not in a lockdown, but it must feel like it to you.
It's worse than a lockdown. In fact, worse. Never been so bad, especially since the 20th of December, where it's like the car stopped and we're not going anywhere. All the bookings, cancelling, and it's not good.
See, we've got people who have come down with COVID. We've got people who have been close contacts who are isolating because of COVID. And then you've got people who are isolating because they're fearing getting Omicron. There are three levels of isolation at the moment, and it's almost as bad as a lockdown. How's it affected your staffing levels?
Well, we're juggling, so we had to close dinner in all the venues because we couldn't service it.
Oh.
And then people are scared to go home. The kids got COVID, so now the parents have to isolate, so they can't come to work. So it's like a circle that we can't stop until everyone, I guess, get it, and then we can move forward. But until that doesn't happen, there's not much we can see, and we just got to hold on. But it's very hard, become very, very hard, because no support this time. For 2 years, we had support, and now it's nothing, and it's worse. So, and we have 2 years of catch-up. So it's
see, I just wonder whether you can't have a situation either through federal government funds or state government funds where if you lose staff because of COVID, you somehow are partly compensated for that.
It will be, I mean, I think Luke, with Luke, we spoke a lot with Mangan and he's meeting the Premier today. I think the point is the staff that cannot work for 5 days is not getting paid. A casual is not getting paid, still have to pay rent. I'm losing a staff on the floor, so everyone's losing here. So we need some help for both sides, in fact.
So Luke Mangan is meeting with the Premier. Are you hopeful of a good outcome?
Yeah, I think, the Premier wants the economy to go. So if he wants to go, he's going to have to do something. I mean, I'm not a politician, and I certainly didn't go to university, but I think it's clear that we need help. If we did that for 2 years in lockdown, and now the lockdown today is worse than the lockdown, it's not hard to understand that we need. We still pay big rent with no customers. We're still paying the PYG, we're still paying the bus, we're still paying the super. Like everything remains the same with no customers. So you tell me how we're supposed to survive.
And you've taken out dinner at all your three restaurants, which is you know, where you're making your money. David, all the very best. Let's keep our fingers crossed that something comes to fruition between Luke Mangan representing the hospitality industry and the Premier. Mm. All the best.
Thank you, Chris.
No problem. David Bitton, owner of Bitton Restaurant. He's got three of them. No dinner served at any of the three. That's semi-lockdown stuff. And he's got, you know, wages to pay for those who were there, and people aren't walking in the door either. Plus, no staff to man or, you know, make sure that he can serve at dinner time. It's just pathetic. And all through the pandemic, they've had support for this, which has enabled our economy to bounce back. But right now, there's no support.